Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. This week, we have the students who are visiting us from Ghana. I'm Theo and...
I'm Sonia.
And first, the weekly news.
Hello, I'm Lamar.
And I am Asya.
We're from 3B.
Today, we will be reading the news for you.
Spring Camp 2026. Registrations are now open for Spring Camp for grades 1 to 5. During the first week of spring break from March 30th to April 2nd, campers can choose from a variety of activities, including sports, outdoor games, and arts and crafts. For questions, please contact Mrs. Zarek. Professional Development Day for teachers. Please keep in mind that on March 27th, school will be closed.
Fabric. The PYP community needs your help in preparation for the upcoming International Day in April. In order to be more sustainable when decorating classrooms during International Week, we are looking to replace the large sheets of paper with fabric. We're therefore looking for someone who might have a contact where we could get or purchase large amounts of or rolls of monochrome, not patterned fabric. If you know of anyone, please contact Ms. Meisler. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Congrats, DP1, for being this year's Spirit Week champions! Go, Goats! Bye!
Thank you guys for the weekly news, and could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Sheena.
I'm Kofi.
I'm Nana.
Do all of you come from Ghana?
No.
Kofi and I do.
I come from Rwanda, but I study in Ghana.
So what school do you guys go to?
SOS AGIC. Herman Miner International College.
And is it like a Ghanaian school or a boarding? Like, how does the school work?
Okay, so it's an international school. So we do the IB and it's a boarding school. So we stay there most of the time unless mid-semester or during exams.
And now you're visiting... in Germany, right? We've been here for about a week now.
Yeah.
How have you found it so far? Are you enjoying Germany?
Yeah, Germany is so fun. And we've visited a couple of places. But the problem is the cold. Yeah.
The cold?
Yeah. So some of the places we've visited is the National Museum. And we got to learn about... Germany's politics, like, in the past, like, we got to know the political parties in Germany, how it worked back then and then right now, and a couple of things like climate change later on, and yeah, that's all.
What about you guys?
I really like Germany. I think the people here are really nice, and the food here most of the time is good, just sometimes. The school food isn't the best.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. Germany isn't so bad. It's really nice. I think, I'll agree with Sheena, the cold. Like, when we first got here, it was really bad because, like, it was kind of like a switch. Because in Ghana, it was, like, quite hot before we got here. And then when we got here, it hits us. But, like, yeah, it's really nice in general.
Did you notice any differences between Germany and Ghana, except from the cold?
Yes, quite a few. In Ghana, we don't have, like, the trains and the buses. Well, there's buses, but, like, they're kind of, like, not the best. And then, what's the other difference?
Also, in Germany, recycling is, like, taken very seriously, unlike Ghana, where it's, like, we just dispose the waste into any, like, bin. But in Germany, like, there are separate bins for separate kinds of waste, and I think that's really good.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. About what Kofi Soro said, recycling is very taken very seriously. Because yesterday we went to McDonald's and I was having paper cup and, you know, the papers for chips and stuff. So I was coming to put it in the bin and somebody screamed, no. Oh, you have to put it in the black one. Wow. I was like, it's just trash. But like, you know, I appreciate the cleanliness and the, you know, environmental seriousness.
Yeah, Germans are known for being organized, but also very strict with their policies.
Yeah.
So you guys talked about how the food is great here. And what's some of the things you guys have tried that are new to you guys?
So I've tried a schnitzel, and I really like the schnitzel. But there was a vegetarian schnitzel, I think, that we got in school, which I didn't really like. And yesterday we also tried doner kebab. I had a doner wrap, and some people had sandwiches, and I really liked that. It was really nice.
It was really good.
Anything else from you guys?
Okay, so the day we came here, like the next day on Saturday, we also came for prom, and it was really fun. Like, it's different from the prom we have at our school. For us, it's not like prom. It's not called prom. It's leavers dinner, and it's not for everyone in the school. It's for only the leavers, like the DP2s, the final class. And the fun part was like taking pictures. We normally don't like take pictures like that. It's only for the DP2s that have their professional pictures taken, and we don't get to do that a lot. So that was fun. That was the best part.
What was your guys' highlights from the trip?
Well, my highlights would have to be where we went yesterday. I think the dawn.
The dawn, yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot was going on because most of us were asthmatic, so, like, it was quite tough getting up, but it was fun in general.
Yeah, going up was really hard. Like, I couldn't breathe. But, like, going down, it wasn't that bad. Like, I could slide down in the stairs.
Oh, so you went to the top of the cathedral as well?
Yes.
Oh, nice. I haven't done that since I was a kid.
I did it a few months ago, but the view from there is amazing.
Yes, it is.
So would you guys say that your expectations of Germany came true? Like, did you expect that it's going to be this way? Or did you have any surprises about how people act or... culture.
Okay, so before I came here, I heard that German people were kind of cold and kept to themselves. But then when I came here, it was like very different because the German people, at least the ones I met in my host family, they were very welcoming and very friendly. And also another cultural difference or cultural shock was how time is taken very seriously in Germany. Because when Germans say something is going to happen at a specific time, it usually happens at that time. Unlike Ghana, where time is like not taken very seriously at all.
It's a good observation. I think that definitely proves true in Germany. Like most families take their punctuality very seriously.
Did you guys have any unique experiences with your host families?
Oh, okay. So my host family, we went go-karting, was it Sunday? I think. No, Monday.
No, yesterday was Wednesday.
So, Wednesday. And I really liked it. The first time, it wasn't... The first few laps was very, because this was my first time go-karting, and I was very slow, and I crashed into some things and a few people. Well, not people, some cars. But then later I got better, and Theo and his dad, they're very good at go-karting. So, yeah, it was really nice, though. I liked it.
Okay, so mine too. My host family, we went to the Claudia's town for, like, swimming and stuff. So we weren't allowed to take pictures because, you know, people are swimming. They're naked. It was only for my eyes. And we also did the kitchen soup where we went to this church kitchen to cook for the homeless people. So we cooked and we went to the train station to, give them some like food, and we cooked the soup, we cooked and snacks and coffee and tea. So it was really fun. It was really relieving. It was fun.
All right, so right now we are in Spirit Week as in our school. You guys have got to experience that a little bit. You were here the first day and you got to you're wearing the outfits right now. You're wearing the sports day. Do you have something similar in Ghana, and what have you like experienced here with the Spirit Week?
For Spirit Week, we have the same thing in our school, but, like, I think the themes are a bit different. Well, some of the themes are the same, actually, because in our school, we have Jersey Day as well, and then we have What other things do we have? Oh, we have stuff like Career Day.
And anything but a bag.
Anything by a bag as well. And then we also have, instead of the, I think it was ball, like where you guys were like.
The ball
like,
gowns.
Yeah. Instead of that, I think we have a throwback day, which is like.
Oh, time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had it yesterday, yeah. I believe, yes.
Yeah, but then like ours is more like.
Oh, we have Color Day.
Oh, yeah, we have Color Day where, like, each class picks a color and then, like, everyone in that class has to wear that color. But, like, we don't really have the activities, like, how you guys games, have, like, the games and stuff. Most of it is just, like, the dress-up aspect of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I see that you guys take the games here very, at least for the first
seriously.
Day.
Seriously.
You guys take the games
Yeah, our grade is very serious about winning this year.
Yeah. And we also don't have, like, an incentive or, like, a prize at the end of Spirit Week.
Yeah.
Because I hear you guys get to go somewhere if, like, your class
your
wins.
Yeah.
But we don't have, we just dress up for the week and that's yeah, that's
pretty
it.
Much it.
And most people in our school don't take Spirit Week as serious as you guys were inspired, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was quite shocked by the number of, like, the number of people that take it seriously here because in our school, it's not really that...
Not a lot of people really take it seriously.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a chance to see any activities or participate in any?
No, we haven't. Well, we saw the Flip the Mat
and the musical chairs. Yes.
Yeah, and that was very... It was... Yeah, you guys... Because we didn't join you before we were eating.
DP2 cheated, I'm telling you. Okay. No. I know, like, allegations will be thrown at you.
But, like, DP2 didn't win the musical chairs, or...
Yeah, no, it was, what, 8th grade?
Yes, 8th grade. Liam from 8th grade.
Yeah, the one with the braids.
Yes,
yeah.
Liam.
It was fun. I took some videos.
Okay, and to wrap it up, we have the tradition on the podcast where we ask the current guest a question from the previous guest. And the question was, what is your favorite Indian food?
Okay, so my favorite Indian food is chicken tikka masala.
And what about you guys?
Chapati, yeah. Okay. Indian food.
I don't know.
Okay, and do you guys have a question for the next guest?
Okay, so our question for the next guest is, what is your favorite football team?
That's a good one.
All right, that fits to the theme of today's Spirit Week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for joining us as well.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Bye, guys.